let's take item 435.
Request of Deepay Wu to address council regarding report from Portland Jobs with Justice Workers' Rights Board.
Come on up, please. Oh, here she is. Good morning.
Morning. I'm bringing support up to the table.
Okay.
Dr. Bates.
Morning.
And I have a request if Dr. Lisa Bates could speak in my stead.
Certainly.
She chaired the Workers' Rights Board panel last Thursday.
That would be fine.
Thank you.
Dr. Bates' work is known to us. So. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm here to report on behalf of the Workers' Rights Board convened last week for the community here about issues faced by iron workers at InstaFab, which is a steel fabrication and erection company, where non-unionized workers have been striking for over a year due to unsafe working conditions. The Workers' Rights Board, which consisted of myself, Oregon House Speaker Tina Kotek, Professor Jose Padin, Reverend Cecil Prescott, and Father Dave Zegar, we heard testimonials from workers, some of whom are here today, about hazardous conditions in the fab shop, unsafe practices on construction job sites, inadequate or non-existent safety training, and verbally abusive supervision. These men explain the dangers of their job, from things like potential lung or eye damage, falls, the hazards of stacking and moving very heavy structural elements, we found that their descriptions were bolstered by the State of Washington Department of Labor and Industry's recent findings of up to a dozen serious violations of workplace safety at the InstaFab Fab Shop, which is in Vancouver. Those are violations that could lead to injury or death, but which have been dismissed by the owner as being minor. As we heard workers speaking of their concern and care for fellow workers at InstaFab, it was particularly poignant that we were meeting on Memorial Day for fallen workers, those who lose their lives on the job. Our recommendations at a community emerging from this will be presented in a full report. You have the executive summary now, and we'll present that to you. That will be presented to the InstaFab owners and management, recommending that they meet with workers and address training, safety, equipment, and supervision practices, and to really take very seriously those issues. We will be directing our findings also to Oregon Boley to ensure that they are aware of the findings of Washington State and take action on the Oregon side of the border. Two major contractors, including Anderson and Skanska, that they need to address the practices of their subcontractors on job sites. And to our public institutions, our colleges and universities here, where InstaFab workers are involved in construction, including here in Portland at OHSU, and to our public employee union so that they're aware and can address standards and practices of construction on campus. I think that we're all here very concerned about equity and who benefits and who's burdened by Portland's development boom. And we want city leaders to be aware of these issues and be aware of these findings and recommendations. Certainly, as the city moves forward with things like affordable housing, construction and development, transit zones, et cetera, we would urge care with our public dollars as a way to support good jobs and safe working conditions as part of our social equity imperative.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate you being here and calling attention to this and the linkages with public expenditure. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay, let's deal with our consent calendar briefly, and then we'll